This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 2, 2026. The North Shore is mourning the loss of those aboard the Lily Jean, and jury selection begins in a cold case trial. Sunny, low 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:14 a.m. and 11:15 p.m. Gail MacArthur reports in the Gloucester Times, seven candles burned bright before the altar of St. Anne Church at a memorial mass for the seven people aboard the Gloucester fishing vessel, the Lily Jean, that sank just days ago. Seven photographs graced the front table along with a photo of the fishing vessel as hundreds and hundreds of family and friends and community supporters filled the historic church in the heart of the nation's oldest fishing port. Emotions were palpable as mourners greeted each other with warm embraces, tears, and that sense of helplessness when the unimaginable happens. As smoke from the incense floated up to the vaulted ceiling, the grief descended into each and every person in the pews. The first names of the seven were read out loud more than once, including the loss of a father and son. There are several more articles covering the tragedy in today's Gloucester Times, as well as a more in-depth article by Gail MacArthur. Salem News is reporting jury empanelment is expected to start Monday for a man on trial in the nearly 40-year-old murder of a Salem State College student from North Andover. John Carey was charged in 2022 with the June 28, 1986 murder of Claire Gravel, who was 20, and last seen at Major McLeish's pub in Salem. Gravel was found strangled to death 2 days later in a wooded area off Route 128 in Beverly. The 67-year-old Carey is accused of strangling Gravel to death, according to court records. While jury selection is scheduled to start today, opening statements and testimony are not expected until a week later on Monday, February 9. The trial is scheduled for Lawrence Superior Court with Judge Jeffrey Karp presiding. More news after this break. ItemLive.com is reporting through the Shannon Community Safety Initiative Awards, the city of Lynn will receive more than $327,000. And local action research partner North Shore Community College will receive more than $33,000. The Shannon Community Safety Initiative, named in honor of the late Senator Charles Shannon, is in its 20th year of supporting communities across Massachusetts to address gang and youth violence through a multidisciplinary approach. Partnering with nonprofit organizations, community partners, and municipal agencies, the City of Lynn will be able to continue its efforts to decrease gang recruitment and youth violence. And Michael McHugh reports in today's Salem News, Salem So Sweet Chocolate and Ice Sculpture Festival will return for the 24th year on February 6, transforming downtown Salem with more than 25 ice sculptures, a chocolate hearts game with prizes and deals at local businesses. The festival begins with a kickoff event, a fundraiser at the Peabody Essex Museum Connect Space at 135 Essex Street. Ticket holders will receive a commemorative glass, a complimentary pour of wine, and a goodie bag of sweets before heading out to explore. Multiple downtown businesses will be providing wine tastings and free treats for ticket holders, and participants can enjoy illuminated ice sculptures and live music on the Essex Street Pedestrian Mall between destinations. While the rest of the festival's activities are free to the public, tickets to the fundraiser are $40 apiece. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Northeastern Conference Boys Championship Indoor Track Meet was won by Marblehead, followed by Masconomet and Peabody. On the girls' side, Peabody came out on top, followed by Marblehead and Masco. The Northeastern Conference Wrestling Champion was won by the Peabody Saugus Co-op team, with Beverly taking second place. The Marblehead Swim Team won its 26th straight NEC title on Saturday. In other weekend sports highlights, Masconomet's basketball standout. Jimmy Farrell recorded his 1,000th career point in his team's 81-57 win over Andover. Newburyport's Cal Atherton also got his 1,000th career point in the Clippers' win over Rockport. Bishop Fenwick Girls Hoop senior captain Celia Nielsen recorded her 1,000th career point in Fenwick's game against rival St. Mary's. The Crusaders lost 70-60. In another hoop milestone, Saugus High's Peyton DiBiasso became the school's, this is for both boys and girls, all-time leading scorer with 1,611 career points. She passed Alex Wynn, who set the record in 1966. DiBiase scored 17 points against Winthrop last week. Saugus will play tonight in Danvers. In boys' high school hockey, St. John's Prep edged Xaverian 2-1. Beverly topped Marblehead 5-1. The Panthers are now tied with Winthrop for the conference lead. Winthrop tied Danvers 1-1 in overtime. Gloucester blanked Masco 3-0. Marblehead lost 5-2 to Methuen. And the Peabody Co-op team beat Somerville 7-1. In girls' hockey, it was Beverly 6, Marblehead 2. The Panthers are now 12-2. And it was Winthrop 4, Mascanomet 1. Celtics beat the Bucks 107-79 yesterday. And the Bruins fell to the Lightning 6-5 in overtime. Make that in a shootout. Both teams are off tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.